Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. As we know from pop culture's fixation on Corleones and Sopranos, there's a certain fascination with powerful Italian families. Politics and gangsters aside, Italian ruling families in the Renaissance were also some of music's most generous patrons. On Harmonia this week, we'll look at the musical contributions of the Gonzagas, who ruled Mantua for nearly 400 years. Partial support for this edition of Harmonia comes from Goldberg Magazine, an international magazine of early music, with subscriptions available on the web at goldbergweb.com.
Sit up, 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 s
Two Madrigals by Alessandro Striggio, composer, instrumentalist, illegitimate son, and nobleman from Mantua, who led a life that was nothing short of successful. Striggio lived at a time in the 16th century that has been called a golden period for both Mantua and its rulers, the Gonzaga family. Striggio was also one of several composers who were near the cusp of a new development in music history, the inception of opera. Three cities can lay claim to having had the distinction of producing the earliest operas. But while Venice and Florence have their own champions, with all due respect, only Mantua can say that it had Claudio Monteverdi. His Orfeo of 1607 is perhaps the most famous example of the period. It was first performed at the Mantuan Palace under the sponsorship of the Gonzaga family's leader, Duke Vincenzo I. One can only imagine what it was like to attend the premiere, especially with this rousing fanfare at the beginning, a combination of, yes, we're finally starting, and look, the Gonzagas just walked in. Monteverdi's L'Orfeo goes on to tell the story of Orpheus and Eurydice, Orpheus descending to the underworld to rescue his deceased beloved. But what's most memorable is Orfeo's two endings. Monteverdi's original ending was sad and pretty gory, but audience demand brought about a second Hollywood ending. Why be depressed that your girlfriend's stuck in hell when there's a Moresca to dance to?
Per costume di pareto soggio Dopo il male mi è più felice, sol per te.
You've just heard some of the happier moments from Monteverdi's opera L'Orfeo, scenes with merry shepherds, a happy-go-lucky Orfeo, and the final chorus. It was performed by the New London Consort, directed by Philip Pickett. On Harmonia this week, we're listening to music composed under the iron-fisted rule of the Gonzaga family at the beginning of the Baroque era. In the year following Monteverdi's first excursion into the new world of opera, Marco da Galliano also plunged into composing his own operas with a certain amount of success. Galliano, a native Florentine, visited Mantua for 6 months in order to create an opera based on the myth of Daphne, an unfortunate dryad who got herself turned into a laurel tree in order to escape Apollo's advances. I believe she succeeded, although Apollo's obsession turned to worship. Ensemble Elima performed the opening ballo and prologue to the opera La Daphne by Italian composer Marco da Galliano. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at www.earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. Thank you. On Harmonia this week, we're exploring the music of composers who worked for the Gonzaga family of Mantua. Before there was opera in Mantua, there was the madrigal, and it was plentiful. One of the more significant names associated with it was Jacques de Vert. Although his tenure as the court's Kapellmeister was wrought with difficulties, his many achievements were quite evident, including over 230 madrigals that were published during his lifetime in 16 volumes, and credit for being an influence on Monteverdi. Here's an upbeat madrigal about spring by Vert, sung by Cantus Cohn. From a CD called Il Pastor Fido by Cantus Köln, the madrigal O Primavera by Jacques de Vert. On Harmonia, we're listening to music written at the 16th century court of the Gonzaga family. We've listened to mostly vocal music. Let's now turn to the more instrumental. Salomon Rossi was the most successful Jewish musician working at the Manchuan court. His devotion and excellence made him a favorite of Duke Vincenzo. In addition to his madrigals, he composed several books of purely instrumental music. Here's the sonata Sopra l'aria di Ruggiero, performed by Hesperion 21, directed by Jordi Savall. Sonata Sopra l'aria di Ruggiero by Salomon Rossi, performed by Hesperion 21, directed by Jordi Savall, from a CD on the Alia Vox label called Ostinato. On our new release segment this week, we move ahead in time a bit and bid farewell to Italy for the much cooler climes of Finland. This new CD features the first complete period instrument recording of the clarinet concertos of Finnish composer Bernhard Heinrich Krusell. The soloist is the American early clarinetist Eric Hoprich, accompanied by the Kölner Akademie, directed by Michael Alexander Villens. music of Finnish composer Bernhard Henrik Krusell. His clarinet concerto in F minor, opus 5, played on period instruments by clarinet soloist Eric Hoprich and the Kölner Academy, from a new CD of the Complete Clarinet Concerti by Krusell. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and comes from Indiana University. Our website includes lots of information about the program and the Harmonia program archive, in case you missed any of the programs. That website is harmonia.indiana.edu. Additional resources come from the Early Music Institute and the Thomas Binkley Archive of Early Music Recordings at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. Support for Harmonia comes from Goldberg Magazine, an international magazine of early music. Information on the web at goldbergweb.com. Additional technical support for Harmonia comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Special thanks to WFIU studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, Emily Blackland McCord, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Harmonia's executive producer is Christina Kuzmich, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.